top of mind. Bitcoin hit $71,992. Bitstamp on AU. 20, a two-month high, driven by a confluence of three catalysts. The US Treasury doubling long bond buybacks, 2 BOs, 4 BDOs operation starting September 9. A White House meeting where Trump urged Senate passage of the Clarity Act and signaled openness to additional government BTC acquisitions, and a record 3.1 billion in crypto short liquidations over 2 days. The macro trigger is the primary driver. Standard Chartered's Jeff Kendrick now targets 100K by year end, citing the liquidity intervention, key risk, Bitfinex flag stablecoin exchange supply, down 14B since May, characterizing the rally as unfunded without a sustained stablecoin rebuild. Market structure. BTC hit 71,992. 2 day short liquidations totaled 3.1 billion. CoinGlass, with Bitcoin accounting for 1.65 billion. Short term holders moved 43,000 with 300 BTC to exchanges at profit, largest 2026 profit taking event, with STH Sopper at 1.01, highest since April. Spot ETFs took in 570 men on Wednesday, largest since May 4th, led by IBIT, 284.7 MAM. Weekly total exceeds 1 B versus 389.97 menas in outflows the prior week. Analysts at BTC Markets characterize flows as institutional allocation, not retail FOMO. Deribit options, 1.5 B in calls at 70K versus 1.4 B in puts at 60K. Near even skew signals traders positioning for volatility, not directional conviction. Stablecoin SSR rose from 9.82 to 11.69. since June 30th, tightening liquidity. Bitfinex flags this as a ceiling on sustained upside. Policy and institutions. World Liberty Financial received preliminary OCC approval for a national trust bank charter covering USD1 stablecoin issuance, custody, and conversion. Current USD1 market cap. 4B held at BitGo. Final approval requires examination. Critics flag conflict of interest. White House denies wrongdoing. This is the highest profile Trump family crypto regulatory action to date. Clarity Act cloture vote set for September 15. Galaxy lowered passage odds to 10%. Key sticking points: ethics language, state AG enforcement of official crypto ban, stablecoin yield treatment. Senor Gallego says White House offers have come back blank or further back. Trump publicly endorsed a fair version at Wednesday's White House meeting. SEC proposed regulation crypto assets, 2 exemptions from securities registration, 5 million 4-year startup raise, and 75 million and 12-month fundraising raise, plus a safe harbor delinking tokens from investment contracts post-project completion. Securitizes Redfin says a separate innovation exemption for tokenized securities was delayed to avoid disrupting Clarity Act vote counting. Expects it in early October. OCC targeting November for final Genius Act stablecoin rules. Processing applications to begin 2027. OCC Comptroller Gould cites 8x jump in digital asset chartering versus Biden era. Network and industry. Bitbox patched 2 severe firmware flaws, v9.26.5. Memory corruption enabling arbitrary code execution on unconfigured multi-editions, and a silent payments bug allowing address misdirection. No funds stolen, no exploit reported. Bitcoin-only edition unaffected. Context: cold card losses now confirmed at 112 memmin plus across 8,600 plus addresses per Galaxy Research. DMND, Stratum V2 pool, integrated mempool accelerator with direct miner revenue sharing. First implementation, giving individual miners, not pools, control over transaction acceleration selection and associated fees via Stratum V2 job declaration. Maya protocol halted after 1.4 men cause Bitcoin stolen via 6-bug exploit. Network paused, single-sourced per decrypt. Citi announced Bitcoin custody under new Custody Plus suite for institutional clients, targeting launch later in 2026. Integrating crypto and traditional securities in one framework. Macro linkages. US Treasury doubling long bond buybacks, 1030 Wawa sector, 2B a 4B's operation, September 9 to November 4. directly drove Wednesday's BTC 8% surge and 570 min unders ETF inflow day. 30-year yield peaked at 5.34%, 29-year high, before falling 9 BPs on the news. Peter Buchvar notes, "This is maturity rearrangement, not new liquidity. Distinction matters for duration of Bitcoin tailwind." Dollar hit 3-month low on the announcement, supporting risk asset repricing broadly. BTC and equities rallied in tandem. Fed holds at 3.75%, with 3 of 12 FOMC members preferring a hike. Chair Warsh characterized July's hold as a rigorous review, not a pause, keeping rate cut expectations muted even as buyback news provided near-term relief. Standouts. Morgan Stanley raised IBIT Holdings 23% to 16.5 Meta's shares in Q2. JP Morgan's IBIT position rose 25%, both Q2 13F filings, not necessarily directional bets per analysts. Metaplanet seeding NASDAQ-listed Superplanet, ex-Superleague, with 2,100 BTC to establish a US Bitcoin treasury platform. Deal expected Q4 2026. Citi launching Bitcoin custody under Custody Plus for institutional clients. First major Wall Street bank to integrate crypto and traditional securities in one framework this year. Bitpanda fined $70,000 by Austria's FMA. Europe's first publicly disclosed MiCA enforcement penalty for procedural disclosure violations. Chainalysis suing US government over 94.6 Meta sole source ICE contract awarded to rival TRM Labs without open bidding. Oral argument, Septin 2.